Welcome to Greycast, exploring the world of Greyhawk one podcast at a time. This podcast is all about bringing the classic World of Greyhawk setting to life through Greyhawk creators, Greyhawk lore, Greyhawk streamers, Greyhawk stories, and of course, the vibrant Greyhawk community of gamers. Thank you for tuning in, and let the exploration of Dungeons & Dragons' most classic and revered setting, the World of Greyhawk, begin now.
Well, hey there, Greyhawkians. It's time for another little episode of Greycast. This is Wiley Halbit. With me, of course, is my co-pilot, friend, and cahoots of Greyhawkness, Mr. Mateus. How are you, sir?
I'm here, present, and accounted for.
All right. Well, that's all we can hope for, and all we really need. So it's party time tonight on Greycast. It's time for the last festival, the last installment of the four great fests, if you will, that are on the calendar.
You mean we actually finished a series?
We're going to finish a series. Yeah. Well, yeah, to our defense. Some of them series that we've started are kind of unwieldily large. They're big. So it's not to say we won't finish the other series, like a bunch of more regional lore conversations. And I mean, we finished the Deities series.
That's true.
We did get through that. And good on us. But yeah, this is the fourth of the quarterly series. We're actually maybe tracking a few weeks late if we wanted to hit this like precisely on the spot, but nonetheless, this is kind of the fourth quarter fest, and this is known as Brewfest. So we're going to be talking Brewfest, and boy, if you Google this, you get everything but what you're looking for if you're looking for Greyhawk, because in this day and age, beer has become very cool and crafty and artisanal and the like. And so when you Google something called Brewfest, you ain't getting much in the way of D&D, let me tell you. But we got resources. We got the wiki, we got our little books here. And so that's what we're going to spend the next period of time talking about. Brewfest, or also known as Drunken Days, which kind of makes sense. Or the Feast of Brewers. So if in your party, DMs, if you have that person who's taken the skill of brewing, proficiency with, brewer's tools, I guess, or distiller's equipment, this might be just what the proverbial doctor ordered.
Sounds good.
Indeed. So why don't we start where it's easiest on this, and we'll start maybe in the free city of Greyhawk, and then maybe bounce around. I found a couple of resources that mention how Brewfest is celebrated in other locales, but in Greyhawk, free city thereof, it's not an official week of celebration.
No, it's not.
It's just 2 days. The first day, Brewfest 1 and Brewfest 7 are the public holidays.
And what's important for Greyhawk is what happens immediately before Brewfest.
That would be I'm drawing a blank, dude. Is it important? I remember reading it somewhere. I'll go with that.
On Harvester 28, the day immediately before Brewfest, that is the day of election. That's election day in Greyhawk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For the public council. So you've had all this long, hard campaigning. And it starts years before, just like other places that we know of. Mm-hmm. And after the day, immediately after election day, there is the first day of Brewfest. And
it's time for a pint, man.
That's right.
Time for a pint. So, okay, yeah, I remember reading that somewhere. So, but man, I whiffed on it. I totally, when you dropped that, I was like, there is? There's something?
Well, I mention it because the political side of it, especially in Greyhawk City, where this comes immediately after a election, and elections might, in a fantasy setting, might be very dangerous times. And so a day of reveling and drinking and this kind of thing, immediately after maybe some sore losers, might be the cause of some good fun.
Good fun indeed. Yeah. I don't know if it will be much fun though. I'm thinking, you know, retribution, paybacks,
that's like right.
Accusations, false, you know, the election was rigged. But yeah, so Brewfest 1 in the Free City of Greyhawk follows Harvester 28, which is election day. So it kind of stands to reason that you would have drunken days. Yeah, so the fourth festival week of the Orth calendar. Shockingly enough, it's a holy time celebrated in the churches of Olodumara, the old wily old bard rogue guy.
Yeah.
And Wente, or Wenta, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but here it is, Wenta. Yeah, the alewife. The harvest daughter, and her symbol is a large mug of beer. So that kind of stands to reason. So right there, as a DM, there are some options to tie some church, you know, yeah, type activities to your celebration of Brewfest. Or if you're a player character who happens to be playing a priest of either Olodumara or Winta, now's your festival.
Can I go on a tangent for a second? I have you seen the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
I have, yes. The old Kevin Costner one, right?
Yeah, the Kevin Costner one. Do you remember do you remember how they depict Friar Tuck?
It was a bit of a drinker.
He was a bit of
a large man.
That's right. I see him as the quintessential priest of Olodumara.
And
very jovial, laughing. He's literally a rogue because he joins up with Robin Hood, right? And he's there's this awesome point. He's like, let us give praise to God's bounty because he gave us beer.
right. Yeah. Throughout the entire movie. Yeah.
When I think of Brewfest and then tying that with the Church of Olodumara, that's the image that comes to my mind.
That's right. Fair. That's a good, I think that's good.
End of tangent.
Yeah. So, well, sort of a tangent, but I mean, Olodumara is a church that celebrates Brewfest. Another one, the Old Faith actually celebrates all four festivals. But Brewfest again wraps up the harvest season, which would make distinct sense. Beori perhaps might find some things to celebrate at the close of a successful harvest. We'll raise a pint or a tankard. But yeah, absolutely. So part of the Old Faith celebration is the week of Brewfest. So in Greyhawk you get Brewfest 1. And then Brewfest 7, those are set aside as public holidays. And if you think back to some of the Free City discussions we've had, a public holiday means like everything shuts down. Perhaps not merchants and vendors. They might be inclined to take advantage of such times of revelry, especially if they happen to be a vendor of, you know, spirits and ales and such, and all the food that would accompany. But yeah, people don't work. And in fact, I'm trying to think where I read it. Again, I read a thing that talked about you may even encounter some of the city guard celebrating, doing their thing while drunk, still working and drunk in the process. So, but it's a time of revelry for one and for all.
And I found it really interesting, an interesting line on the wiki And that is that the elves call this week Fall Rite, and they use it to contemplate the spirits of their ancestors, the afterworld, the temporary nature of life and this kind of thing. And they think that those who are celebrating Brewfest in the way you just described are basically trying to hiding. They're avoiding death's reality. And so the elves strive to be more, to fulfill their duties, this kind of thing. The elven kings and queens, Yolanda, and whatnot, traditionally judge big capital cases during Fall Rite. So you can, tie a big capital case being, that's a big, something.
It's an interesting juxtaposition, because here they are, by they, I mean, all of us humankind and demi-humankind, with the exception of the elves, reveling and making merry and so on. And the elves are going the exact opposite. You'd want to judge your capital cases at the point at which you're most sober of mind, sober as a judge, if you will.
Yep.
So the exact opposite juxtaposition to what the rest of the, free world, if you will, is up to. I think that's kind of interesting.
And to borrow from our modern world to kind of get this, if any of our listeners happen to be religious, maybe they're Catholic, or something like this, how often does, you get in the fall, you get things like All Saints Day, these kinds of things, which are very solemn. And then you get Thanksgiving and Oktoberfest. And we're used to this kind of thing, at least in our world. And so they have it on the same day.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that they choose that particular week and they have an opinion on what everyone else is up to, right? You're hiding to avoid facing death's reality. Love it. So there's kind of the overarching, what it means. Talked a little bit about the Free City of Greyhawk. It's celebrated pretty Flaness wide. And it's a 7-day, trounce through intoxication, basically a traipse through intoxication. It's also part of the autumnal equinox, which I think is what draws the old faith, the equinoxes, druids, so forth, celebrate at that time. But there's some notes here on the Greyhawk wiki, that I thought were interesting that might be fun for DMs. For instance, in Elmshire, which is an enclave, a rather significantly large enclave of the halfling folk, not far from Free City of Greyhawk, I believe to the east up near the coast. They spend the week in restful, carefree music, drinking, and dancing, which I'm trying to picture how that's different, from any other week halflings spend. But they are fairly industrious folk with gardening and farming and mending and so forth and milling. So Elmshire is all about the, if you picture maybe Bilbo's 11-1st birthday.
That's exactly the image I have in my head.
Yeah, but for a whole week.
That's right.
And then by contrast, in Hardby, it's spent with fistfights, riots, and ensuing hangovers. So an entirely different response to alcohol consumption. But if you think about hobbits or hobnas, if you will, being pretty carefree, laid back, and mellow, just pour alcohol on that, and it just gets more carefree and more mellow and more drinking and dancing. But apparently the folks in Hardby are angry because you pour alcohol on them and they get fistfights, riots, and of course hangovers. Interesting.
And of course there's a beverage competition.
Oh, well, of course.
With all sorts of ale, beer, wine, mead, liquor, any sort of alcoholic drink made anywhere in the Flannis is entered into categories here. This made me immediately think of a module that I have.
Oh, tell us about that.
It's called, it's by Frog God Games, Mithril, Rattlesnakes, and a Cask of Dwarven Whiskey.
Hmm. Tell us about it.
And I think it might be for OSR and 5e. And it is a series of fetch quests for low-level characters. And the low-level characters are hired to get a bunch of things. Among them is a cask of dwarven whiskey. Now, the player characters don't know that these are the elements that a lich needs to complete his spell. And oh, so they're off getting the final components for this lich's spell. But the dwarven whiskey is not easy to find because it's combustible at high temperatures and any exposure to open flame. I immediately thought of this module, the little two or three pages it's got on the cask of dwarven whiskey, and you could absolutely work that little adventure into a brewfest week. That's something that I immediately thought of. It's on by Ken Spencer, Frog God Games. You can get this on Drive-Thru. Also, the print-on-demand versions on Drive-Thru. Mithril, Rattlesnakes, and a Cask of Dwarven Whiskey.
Interesting. Yeah. I was thinking too. They mention in the Obsidian Portal is an interesting resource for things. Greyhawk, a lot of it is pretty old now, been around a while, but talking about the if you think about, you want to get into this a little bit in the larger cities, incorporate you mentioned competition, incorporate the guilds of ostlers, brewers, maybe vintners, although it is Brewfest, and you could build a series of categories, judges. I don't see why you couldn't use spirits, liqueurs.
Well, yeah, it says, yeah,
wines.
Yeah, from The Adventure Begins says the competition is any sort of alcoholic beverage at all.
Yeah. So, why would you not want to, consider that as part of a bit of flavor for your campaign, if in fact it's occurring toward the end of harvest time. All these things, these festivals are just ways of adding, in my opinion, ways of adding depth and, Greyhawkian lore to your campaign, to just make it more localized, more detailed. It could be a great opportunity to incorporate some backstory for your characters, certainly a week of revelry, in the case of like in Hardby.
Yeah.
Who knows what awful things could occur as a result, riots and, someone could be kidnapped, killed, a murder, a riot going a little too far, but could provide the nice hook for an adventure. And perhaps that election day retribution piece could be a thing.
And there's the old in the old sword and sorcery stories, I'm thinking of Conan and also a Fathard and the Grey Mouser. After each adventure, between adventures, Conan and Fafnir and the Grey Mouser blow all their loot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember the scene in Conan the Barbarian, the movie, when he bumps into the camel in the market, he and Subutai,
thief,
right? They're walking through the market, and he punches that camel. It bumps into him. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
So, there's an old Dragon magazine article about how to incorporate that kind of a mechanic. But what you could do is say, okay, if you want to play a more episodic style adventure, okay, so you guys have some loot from your last adventure. It's Brewfest. I want you to tell me how you are going to spend your all your, you're going to blow your loot today,
right?
This week, what have you, what are you blowing your loot on?
Maybe it's a good time for that antagonist in the game to try to take advantage of the party,
right?
Maybe slip them a Mickey or a counterfeit or plant a stolen item on the party, right? They wake up, you know, and they realize they're in possession of this incredible weapon, only to discover it's something that was stolen from the, you know, the armory.
Maybe the party, during that brew beverage competition, all of the beverages are tested by magic for poisons. So maybe the party is contracted to actually do the testing. Maybe the wizard has to go around and test these things for poison. What if he finds one? What if he's slipped some money to say you didn't find some in entry number 37? You know. I think there's a lot to do in Safeton's version of this, because Safeton, I mean, if I'm running Brewfest, I want to go to Safeton because I want to have fun there. Safeton, the guards are rotated, and they're on the lookout for orcs, but it's very violent. It's just as violent in Safeton as in Harby, because there's orc hunts late at night, gangs of armed citizens chasing anybody who remotely looks like a humanoid. But then what they've done is they've actually gone out and captured orcs and goblins, throw them into the city, and hunt them down.
Wow. So like they set up a hunt.
So,
you know, the old fish in a barrel.
Yep.
Routine. Interesting.
And so, but what if one of those, that you could do that so many ways. Maybe your party is contracted to actually, or your party enters to try to kill the orcs and goblins first and get the main prize. Or maybe you're sent, that one of the goblins knows something. he knows something. He has something, and he needs to live. For some reason, this goblin needs to live.
Oh, sure.
And he's a pipsqueak of a goblin, and you guys have to go to Hardby and preserve this little, find this goblin and prevent it from dying, and fight all these crowds of people. And the DM can just keep throwing parties of NPCs at the player characters, because it's a whole city doing this. Anyway, I think that'd be a really fun adventure, or one shot.
That's a capital idea. I think that's a great idea. You could build a nice little adventure hook out of that for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess the other piece, if you wanted to take, I would be tempted to take the elvish approach. I think that would be kind of fun. So if you're over near Selene or the Vesvi and maybe do something of the, you know, the elvish, accomplishing their important tasks and things, and perhaps one of the party is framed for a crime and has been brought before the Elvish High Court on a capital charge,
and the only creature who's an eyewitness was a lone goblin who's been captured and sent to
Safeton. There you go. Tie the two together. Right. Nice. Your whole party's fate rests on a blithering idiot goblin who's scared to death, you know, who's going to be put to death in Safeton. And an ally, perhaps an NPC, must be, you know, convinced to get to Safeton in time and save this goblin and bring, because, you know, like witness protection, we got to get this goblin to the Elven High Court for testifying to clear the party.
That's right.
He's a goblin. Who on the Elven High Court is going to believe this goblin? You know,
that's right.
He's our only hope. He's our only witness.
I think that this is a one shot. if anybody in the audience writes this one shot up, they need to send it to us so we can play test it, because this sounds fun.
I like it. I think we're onto something here. Just a little, you know, little riff on possibilities. But yeah, I guess my thing with all of these four festivals is this is another opportunity to research a little Greyhawk lore and make something kind of mundane that most people kind of blow off. Make it your own. Create an adventure from it. You know, search your characters' backstories for potential hooks or knives that you could introduce through the celebration of Brewfest. You know, you could invent games of chance. You know, there's just all kind of opportunities. And I think it's neat that the, you know, it's right in the Greyhawk wiki there, Greyhawk Online, right in there about the, you know, Safetyn and Narwhal and how they look at it, celebrate it. Hardby, Elmshire, and of course the Free City. So it gives you a, you know, just kind of a some thought starters. And then the fact that the autumnal equinox occurs on Brewfest 4, God's Day Brewfest 4. I mean, if you have any druids in your party or any dealings with druids, you know, equinoxes are excellent times to get your druids busy doing things and so forth. So yeah, very interesting, very very fertile ground for adventure ideas.
And then immediately after Brewfest, Patchwall First and Patchwall 8th. In Patchwall First, there's the Grand Council of the Greyhawk Guilds. So all the guilds in Greyhawk get together and meet, and it's usually a disaster because some either arrive drunk or in the depths of a hangover. So that's something that you can probably play around with. Maybe your characters, maybe something, one of these guild masters is trying to stay sober so he can, and you guys have been tasked to get this guy drunk so he has a hangover and is not on his best on the next thing on the next day. Same thing with Patchwall 8th. It's the second star day after Brewfest. That's when the directing oligarchy convened, the annual Greyhawk Council of Mayors and Manorial Lords, a council that's been established after the Greyhawk Wars. Leaders from all over all over the region, Elmshire, Hardby, Safetyn, Narwhal, they all come to Greyhawk. So you can have some politics going on there.
Absolutely. Somebody gets kidnapped, somebody gets killed.
Yeah.
Something or is stolen.
Somebody comes early to enjoy, you know, you can have set up to that event during Brewfest. Fall out from it. There's just a lot you can do with this Brewfest. You could also move it make it your own by, let's say you're not in the domain of Greyhawk. Let's say you're in Keelland or the Great Kingdom. What does a fall festival called Brewfest look like in the Great Kingdom? What does it look like in Keelland? You can make it different. And most of the canonical material here is from Good Adventure Begins by Roger Moore. And I don't know, was there much else? Wasn't there some OJs on this? I think I'm pretty sure there was.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's
04, 07, number 10, number 17, yeah, 33. There's a bunch of stuff that some Dragon magazine articles address this. You know, it appears here and there. I'm not sure, you know, obviously to what extent, but there's certainly mention of it and resources for it.
It looks like It looks like Onwall had a Brewfest rebellion in 586. Now that sounds like a fun time. A bunch of drunken.
Right.
That's then the Living Onwall Gazetteer looks like talks about it quite a bit. The Brewfest rebellion. That sounds like fun.
Indeed, it does. Indeed, it does. So I guess the takeaway from this whole thing is, you know, we have these four festivals. There's some resources, not great reams and reams and pages of things, but everything that I've seen between like the Obsidian Portal, the Greyhawkery blog,
Bridges.
Thank you. Goodness gracious. Greyhawk Mike. He's got blog posts on this that are pretty interesting. There's stuff out there that you can use as thought starters for your campaign. Ideas, whether it be for character ideas for your players or for you as a DM, you know, some of the things we just kind of kicked around. So I think that's really, other than they're kind of interesting and neat to talk about on the podcast. But other than that, I think that's, you know, my main thought is look at these as an opportunity to hook an adventure or add some flavor to your campaign.
Yeah. And I think that, you can, especially like I said just a moment ago, especially if you're not playing in Greyhawk itself and you're out somewhere else in the Flannis, you can take, you can make these festivals your own.
Absolutely.
Come up with some practices, some traditions, some customs, especially some that might provide good fodder for character backgrounds or adventure hooks, that kind of thing. You can draw from, if you're looking for places to draw, go look at medieval festivals. Wikipedia some old medieval festivals and take a few ideas from there. Take real world cultural practices, do a riff on them, mix and match and do that kind of stuff, and you can make these festivals your own.
I like it. So with that, I think that kind of covers our four fests.
I think it does.
One brew fest. So cheers to that. And, keep tuning in. We're happy to have you around. If you have any thoughts or ideas, we're at GreyCast576 on Twitter. We're in the various Discords, whether you hang around in the Wily Hobbit Discord or the Greyhawk Online Discord, the Cannon Fire Discord. We're out there, and we'd love to hear your thoughts, your ideas. The Gray Guild Hall, a newer Discord server, all of them are out there. So hit us up wherever you find us, and get connected and share your ideas for topics. And, you know, until next time, be kind and be safe out there.
You've been listening to the Greycast Podcast, where we explore the world of Greyhawk one podcast at a time. Mateus and I are excited to share our passion for the world of Greyhawk with each of you. We'll drop episodes every other Monday featuring all things Greyhawk. Please refer us to all your cool, nerdy Greyhawkian friends and allies, even your most hated enemies at the gate. You can find our podcast on Spotify and be sure to give us a follow on Twitter at GreyCast576 to keep up with Greycast. Until next time, remember, it's a dangerous business going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to.